And I have props for the end of the sermon because somebody told me, oh, I loved your sermon, I just can't remember what you preached about. And sometimes I think, well, if you have props, you know, and you get to take them home, and I might be naive, it might help to remember, you know, to remind even me sometimes what I preach about. So today, I'm going to preach on from. And it's not, I'm not also going to start with Exodus and the plagues where we have all these frogs. Now I'm sure some of you know what this means, F-R-O-G, fully rely on God, okay? So, we're going to start off with the word fully. Okay, now, we're going to have congregation participation. I hope. If not, I'll just ramble and ramble and ramble. What's another word for fully? Total. Good. That was second on my list. So, total. Like, totally. Okay? What's another word? Complete. Okay? That was first on my list. Complete. All. I like that. All. Anybody else? Entire. That was on my list. I didn't have. Entire, good. Utterly. And one more that I wrote down, but I cheated. I looked in a thesaurus. Absolute. And then, no, I lied. I have one more. Absolute. So, absolute. And then one more. I did that. Starts with an S. S-O-L-E. Solely, yeah. Now, we're supposed to be like kids. The way we trust God is the way children are to be able to trust in their parents or other adults to take care of them. And what does that mean? That kids totally, hopefully too, totally are to be able to depend on their parents or the adults taking care of them to know what's best. And that's how we're supposed to focus on God. We're supposed to trust in Him that He knows best, better than we know for ourselves. Kids are vulnerable. We're supposed to be vulnerable. Kids are trusting, and we are to be trusting. So when we want to fully rely on God, we can think of these terms. Now, oops. Next word. Rely. What does rely mean? Found
money.
Go ahead. What? Yep, depend. Depend, and you said that too. Depend on. Okay, what's another one? Trust. Good. Trust. If I'm going to depend, I'm going to pick on Doris. If I'm going to depend on her to do altar guild in the chapel, that means I'm going to have faith in her. That's right. Because she's dependable. Okay, what's another word? Okay, I'm going to pick on Wayne. If Wayne's the usher captain, which he is, and he's going to go around and try to call and persuade people to be ushers, who am I going to have confidence in? I'm going to have confidence in him that he's going to be able to have confidence in the congregation to have ushers, and then I don't have to worry about ushers. So then I have confidence. So when we rely on each other, when we rely on God, we have confidence. We have confidence in our God. And if we read through the scriptures today, please bring them home. We can see even how Mary had confidence in her Lord. She kept peeking into the tomb because she just didn't want to believe that he was gone, but couldn't quite believe that he had risen. She didn't quite get it. Now, the next one. This is easy. Fully rely on who? God. Now, we know God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Easter is about Jesus' resurrection. But not only that, but all the way back to his birth, his healing, his teaching, his comforting, his compassion, and then Holy Week, God bless you. His death, his suffering, they betrayed him. They left him at the crucifixion except for his mother, another, Mary Magdalene, and then John, the disciple, and that's the disciple whom he loved. So we know God through Jesus Christ. We know the true nature of God, total love. And then what else? When we're baptized, what do we have in us? Always, that can't ever be taken out of us, the Holy Spirit. So we know God, we know God's nature through Jesus, and we have God in us, that it can never be taken away. What does St. Paul say? Nothing, nothing can take the love of God from us. So, let's think of just a couple examples, just a few. Been right on that one, huh? Examples of maybe people in the Bible that fully relied on God. Let's start off with Noah. Noah fully relied on God. Noah built the ark. He saved a lot of people. So Noah, who else? Whoops. Job, yep. Good one. Moses. And what did Moses do? He even stuttered, and he was stuck talking to Pharaoh. He was scared to death. So who did he rely on? He relied on God. And he had all of Israel to put up with. And they were, what did they say? Stiff-necked. Okay, so that gives you a clue. So Moses really had to depend on God. Who else? Mary. Yep.
Abraham.
Wait, I'm hearing what?
Abraham.
Abraham, yeah. And Abraham, we really went over Abraham and Sarah last week. Abraham was like 90 to 100. That's when he started his family with Isaac. We won't talk about Ishmael, but that was good. But the angels came to him and said, you're going to have a child next year this time. Okay, so Abraham, at 100, fathered a great nation. He cared for them. And what did Abraham do? He brought them and directed all people back to God, just like anybody else. Go ahead. Who? I'm getting deaf, yeah. James, good. Actually, he's on my list, I'm not kidding. James. How about John, the youngest apostle? John. How about all the apostles? How about St. Paul? St. Paul was prolific in his writing, and he teaches us many things. James is a good one. That's a very good book, actually. How about some of the prophets? Anybody can name some of the prophets? Okay, Isaiah. Yep, we have them all. I'm writing too sloppy. And then how about the judges? Anybody? There was even a woman judge, Deborah, from the Old Testament. See, women were allowed, even in the Old Testament. All right, so then, with all this, let's go over the why. Why? God's reasons. And our response. Well, God's reason is, first of all, we know why. Because he created us and what? He loves us. That's right. And he gives each and every one of us gifts. All of us have value in God's eyes. All of us are needed to be a Christian community. All of us have gifts, and are they given to us for our selfish gain? No. They're given to us to use for everybody, for the common good. And when we're working together really well, then we can go into the community, then to the world. And that's what God wants, and that's so that we can show other people about our Lord and our Savior, that He has value to us, and God is important to us. So, we know that God really loves us. What we need to do is decide, do we rely fully on God? Do we count on Him? Do we dismiss Jesus most of the time? Or do we want to embrace Him and keep Him as our Savior and be loving, obedient, worship Him, and love Him and love each other back? So, what I did, I was looking through a catalog a couple of weeks ago. And so I found these and I bought some. So, I'm stuck. Did I get anybody? Guess what it is? Once you guess, anybody know what they are yet? Frogs, that's right. So, what does frog mean fully? Say it one more time. Lie on God. Okay. Now, if the kids would come up and help me pass them out, because I'm a lazy bum. There we go. And be sure you get one. And there you go. Oops, oops. Frogs, frogs. Okay, start. Oh, wait, you got one? Okay. Oh, yep, you got one. Oh. Did. I'm one. Oh, and one for Paula. Oh, well, they didn't come down. They don't get any. Okay. So I found these, and I just absolutely, I think I'm six at heart, and I thought to myself, they reminded me of that phrase, fully rely on God. If there was ever a time that we recognize all that God has done for us, it would definitely be Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and praise the Lord on Easter Day, the day of Jesus' resurrection. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you. Anybody else in their family that's not here, okay? So we've got extra.
Should I mail this to my son?
We're ready to take